And our theme wrapping up right there, Musicians Come and Play, means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KESM. It is program 590 in that continuing series. As you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KESM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're coming up on 13 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon. We have overcast skies and cloud cover, 33 degrees here in central Minnesota. Kind of a cool morning here in central Minnesota, but we do have our guest on the line. We're going to go to the phone line right now and bring him in and say good morning to Mr. Samuel Damon. Good morning, Samuel. How are you?
Hey, doing well, sir. How are you doing?
I am doing awesome, and I just got to get the levels readjusted here so I can hear you. But where are we visiting with you at, Samuel? Where do you make home these days?
I'm in Carrollton, Texas. It's a little outside of the city of Dallas, right around Dallas, Texas.
Okay, wonderful. And Samuel, you want to tell the folks who mom and dad are, for those of those listeners that don't remember you or know about you? Bring us up to speed a little bit, where you're born and raised, who mom and dad were, a little bit about the family.
Yeah, born and raised. Well, I was born in Waconia, Minnesota, raised in Buffalo, Minnesota. My dad and mom, they were Dale and Sherry Damon, so I played for Dale Damon in the Polka Beats and Dale Damon in the Beats from the time I was around 11, 12 until I turned 18, and then I joined the Marine Corps, did 5 years in the Marine Corps. I ended up in North Carolina, and that's where I found dueling pianos, and I started doing that for work. And when I had weekends off throughout the Marine Corps, and then I'm still doing dueling pianos now. When I got out of the Marine Corps, I got offered a job to move out to Texas and do that out here full time. And so that's what I've been doing. I feel like that's the long and the short of it, at least musically.
You bet, you bet. And prior to your dad passing away and your brother Dominic, you guys really had it going with the polka beats, huh? You had a good group going, and some fellow musicians. Things were moving right along until that tragedy happened, huh?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I had taken a little bit of a break from. I was not playing with the band at the time, just because I was halfway across the country.
So, oh yeah.
We did still. When I would come, I'd come home to the passed away in February 1st of 23, but that Oktoberfest of 22, I was able to come back home and play some gigs with Dad and Mark Hout.
Okay, very good. And the instruments that you play, Dominic, I know keyboard is your main instrument, but do you play all the instruments, or how does it go for you?
All the instruments. I think there's so many instruments. I don't think that, but I do play a fair amount of them at this piano gig. It's a piano bar, so that's kind of the main of it, is playing piano and singing. But also, you have to be able to drum to back up your partner in certain songs. And I play saxophone, I play electric guitar, and bass guitar as well. I play accordion too. And I would say those are the only instruments I play on stage professionally. I mess around at home with the concertina and with the trumpet, but it's definitely not at a professional level.
Okay. Well, and your dad, Dale, was such a fantastic concertina player. I mean, I think he was just really coming into his prime. I can't believe the talent that he had the last times that I heard him, and on his last recordings, he was just right there with all the best, wasn't he?
I like to think so. I think he was one of the, if not the best concertina player in Minnesota. He used to say that, but he used to say he thinks so because, you know, Carl Hartwick and the other monsters are from Wisconsin. So it's so difficult.
Yeah, that is right. And I'll tell you, it was almost overwhelming. The players that came out at the tribute at Medina to your dad and Dominic that Sunday afternoon, they took their turns up on stage, and one good player after another playing in tribute to your dad. I thought that was just amazing, huh?
Yeah, no, that was an amazing day. It was super, super nice for everybody to come out and all the musicians, especially, to come out. I got to meet, you know, a lot of musicians. I got to meet my dad's original, like back when he was a teenager, his original tuba player, Kevin Brown.
Yeah.
That day, I'd only ever heard of him, never met him. But you know, I know Craig Eagle played with my dad all the, you know, back in the day, and he was able to make it out. And a lot of different musicians, you know, shared the stage with my dad.
Yeah.
Over the years, Carl Hartwick was out there, Adam Sandhurst. I mean, I'm gonna miss a bunch of names.
Yeah.
Even, you know, I know my dad had a variety band, and so Bob Scoggins, the guitar player he used for that. It was an awesome day for everybody to come out and celebrate that.
Absolutely. And the last band there that you were a part of, guys like Gary Bakenstos, Gary tuba player, just a fantastic guy, huh?
Gary Bakenstos, yeah, amazing. Great tuba player, great guy, amazing human being just all around as well.
Absolutely. And again, I seen them at Pelican Lake Ballroom in St. Anna, and that was in the recent years right before the tragedy. And Jerry Cale was there with your dad. He and Frank Melmer were part of the last recording, I think, weren't they?
Yeah, as well as Myron Muehlbauer.
Oh, yeah, Myron on there too as well. Yeah. So some great musicians, and we still see those musicians anytime there's a good band, a tribute band or something that surfaces in Minnesota these days, whether it might be the Babe Wagner tribute band or the Elmer Scheid band, pretty much those musicians are part of that band always these days. They are truly great musicians.
Absolutely. I mean, I can't tell you. I mean, I know Jerry Cale, Myron, and Frank, between the three of them, they have to play with hundreds of bands.
They have, yeah. Just the experience, it's just wonderful to rub elbows with them up on stage. And the combined years of experience, that really adds up to a lot. And so for young guys like you, I mean, you've got a long future ahead of you. And it's fun, you know, because you don't know how long these guys are going to be here. Are you probably in your 20s or 30s now, Samuel?
In my later 20s, I'm 27.
Okay, so say you got another 60 years to go. Well, these guys are in their 80s right now, so they certainly probably won't make it to 140 or 130. So you know that right now, getting any opportunity to play with these guys, to be with them, it's just invaluable, I would say.
It really is. It's always great to share the stage with God. I was actually able to share the stage with Jerry Cale, and Jens Jensen came out. And,
okay.
Myron Muehlbauer came out as well, Nathan Newman. We did like a jam kind of thing for I Came Home. I had a car crash recently in September, and I was able to come home in November and do kind of, we did like a charity kind of jam thing at the local
fundraiser.
Local
Center. And there again, I know you don't want to dwell on negatives, but just one of those things. It was a head-on collision, and what was anybody?
Go ahead. I'll fill you in on it. So I primarily work at the club in Dallas for my job, but they have a club in Houston, and I have a buddy. He was playing at the same club I was playing in Raleigh, and he ended up working for the same company out here in Texas. He was working at the Houston club. So I asked, hey, can I go out and play Houston? Sure. So I played, Wednesday night through Saturday night in Houston, and then I went to hit the road driving on I-45 at, probably the worst time, 3 a.m. on a Sunday morning.
Yeah.
And some lady was driving the wrong way on the freeway, and she was doing 110. But a lot of things went right for me to survive that. The cops had already gotten a call about her. She'd been driving the wrong way for 32 miles.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, she came all the way from Conroe. And But she hit me head on, and I never lost consciousness throughout the whole thing. I kind of, car spun a little bit. I had my girlfriend, and she was in the passenger side with me. I had just enough time, not enough time to avoid the car by the time I realized, because it happened so fast.
Mm-hmm.
But I was able to turn the car enough that I took the bulk of the hit, which I think helped save. Because me and Bailey, my girlfriend, we walked out of that alive. The other lady, unfortunately, she died on impact. But I was driving a pretty, decent sized SUV, a Dodge Durango, and she was driving one of those little crossovers, the RAV4.
Okay.
And so she got folded up on impact. But I mean, when that happened, I broke my pelvis in 4 places. I snapped my left femur in half. My left ankle was basically scattered on the ground, so I knew I was losing my left foot, which I ended up doing.
Okay.
And then I there was something wrong with my right foot, like I broke my right foot and ankle. But on the scene of the crime, like when I was checking myself out right after the crash, I knew there was something wrong with my right foot. I didn't know exactly. I kind of checked the rest of myself out, and then I looked over Bailey, and she was knocked unconscious. She ended up getting a TBI, but at the time I didn't know it was that bad. And pretty soon after, the cops were there to pull her out, and then they couldn't get to me at first because the driver's side is smashed in, and they told me, hey, can you pull yourself up over the center console? And the car was on fire, so there wasn't much time to talk about things. Anyway, long story short, I ended up having to pull myself up over the center console by myself with the broken pelvis and femur and everything. So, I couldn't use my legs at all with just my arms. I had to get myself up over the center console so they could pull me the rest of the way out. Because they didn't want to take, I don't know if they couldn't get in or they didn't want to take the risk of getting in, because there was already a bunch of black smoke and a fire that was picking up. I mean, when I got out of the car, it lit and the cab lit on fire less than 30 seconds after. And I have all the body cams and bar cams and all that from the day. But it was pretty surreal.
Oh, my goodness. Growing up in life, I mean, if somebody's going to tell you you're going to have this experience, 20 years down the road from, you would say, oh man, I don't want to go through that day, but it just happens, huh?
Yeah, it just happens. You don't plan for it. But honestly, a lot of what I have gone through in life, went through earlier in life, including the Marine Corps, but also the loss of my dad, my brother, and everything.
Yeah.
It kind of, one thing prepares you for the next. And so it's just it's another bump in the road. We got, I'm in a wheelchair right now as we're talking on the phone. I haven't taken a step since the day of the crash, but I got a prosthetic leg built at the VA. And as soon as the fractures in my foot finish healing, which have been taking quite a while, but that's just because they say it's pretty normal when you break a whole bunch of bones that some of them are a little slower to heal. And, I'll be back on stage in a couple months here. That's the plan.
Wow.
Prosthetic leg, get back to, once I'm walking comfortably, I'll be back on stage out here in Texas.
Well, good for you. And the person that I really feel sorry for besides yourself is your mom. The tragedy that she's been put through these years, I can imagine when she was notified that you were in this accident and everything, she probably almost had to say, what next, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, I got to bring up my mom quick, too. She's actually out here in Texas with me. So she's been taking care of me because I, still need help with certain things.
Yeah.
I can't, drive and all that. But fortunately, the company she works for, she can work remote. And so she's been down here since sense the accent. You know, like we went to Minnesota together a couple times, but she's been, you know, hanging with me and helping me sense the accent.
Well, we take our hat off to you for your great attitude and persevering and, you know, keeping with your music. And there's other stories where people lose body parts and stuff, and it becomes a matter of attitude. If you want to just throw your hands in the air and say, I'm done, you can just give up life. And on the other hand, it sounds like you've taken the other approach where I can do this, I can deal with this, and just another, like you say, a bump in the road, but I can do this. And you know, hats off to you for doing that, Samuel. We have the utmost respect for you.
I really appreciate it. But honestly, I mean, the way I'm looking at it, when I woke up from the crash, this is my, you know, I don't remember this because I was on so many drugs, pain-killing drugs, and I had woken up from my surgery. But my mom told me when I woke up with the ventilator in my throat, the first thing I wrote down on a notebook, because I wanted a notepad to ask some questions, and the first question I asked was, can I still sing? And can I still play piano? And as long as, you know, I'm on the crash, even I was fully conscious until they put the ambulance ride, until they put me under and everything. And I remember I checked my arms out. And I was like, oh, it's fine. I can still play piano. The only thing I really need to do is for some of that hard rock music, I might have to reteach myself how to play the double kick drum with a prosthetic.
But yep.
other than that, I'm you know, I can still sing. I can still play all my instruments. And so really, to me, it's not that big of a deal. I'm not in the military anymore. I don't need to be running, you know, 3 miles in 18 minutes anymore.
Yep.
So as long as I can walk my dog and play on stage, I'm happy, man.
There you go. Well, Samuel, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment, we've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back to you if that's all right.
Yes, sir.
All righty. So the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning homemade sausage. Well, last week we mentioned some of the locations of businesses around the state of Minnesota displaying and retailing St. Joe Meat Market products. The newest location is, of course, Luxembourg Feed Service in Luxembourg, Minnesota. So they not only do a wonderful job of supplying folks with number one feeds for cows, horses, hogs, sheep, goats, chickens, turkeys, geese, ducks, pheasants, guineas, peacocks, dogs, and cats, they also carry a nice variety of St. Joe Meat Market products. They carry everything from wieners, ring bologna, brats, breakfast links, hamburger, bulk pork sausage, several flavors of jerky, snack sticks, summer sausage, and the ever-popular snack packs. Dale Hansen and his fine staff just opened this beautiful store along Highway 15, just south of Luxembourg. As you travel on Highway 15, south of Luxembourg, stop in and check out all of these great products, along with the St. Joe Meat Market products that Luxembourg Feed Service now displays for you and their wonderful customers. As always, for more great in-store specials, like us on Facebook, look us up on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. And that is the St. Joe Meat Market thanking you for your patronage. Samuel, for being our guest on the program, and I know you've been here once before, you know how it works. We get a nice meat package put up at the meat market, and along with Chasm, we mail that out to your priority mail. You have it in a day or so. Hope that you and your mom, girlfriend, anybody around you, hope that you all enjoy it in good health. How has that been for you?
Well, hey, that sounds great. You know, it's the meat's great every time, man. I appreciate you having me on the show as well. I was pleasantly surprised when he called me, you know, a couple weeks ago to set this up.
You bet. You bet. Well, you know, and reminiscing just a bit, your dad and I go back a long ways. I never really did get a chance to sit in behind Dale with the drums at all, but we've been good friends, talked back and forth. Your dad, very interested in radio, did a short stint of a radio show there. I was going to be a sponsor of that show. And we've had lots of dealings over the years, and your dad was a great person. And your brother, didn't know your brother as well. I never had him on the show, but did have you the one time. And I just think you guys are a class act, and really had some great recordings.
Well, hey, thank you so much. That means a lot. Yeah, no, Dad was an amazing man, and, you know, Dominic as well. I miss them both every day.
Oh, I believe that. I really do believe that. And then losing your grandpa, too, yet your dad's dad, along the way there, and that was a tragedy, too. I mean, it was sad that he left us. And so, yeah, you guys have had more than your share of difficulty through the years, and yet you persevere. And, again, our utmost respect to you.
Well, hey, I appreciate it, but what else are you gonna do? I'm not, you know.
Yep, yep.
I'm not the kind of person that's gonna sit down and. What I'm only 27, so I would throw the rest of my life away.
Yep, nah. Yep. You know, and that's what I always say too. Through the tragedies and things of life that I've experienced, my glass still remains half full. I just, you know. The good Lord put us on earth for a reason, and as long as we're taking in oxygen, we figure there's more things to do that he wants us to do, trying to make the most of it.
Exactly. Got to make the most of it. Make the most of the time you got.
You bet. So currently then, you're not playing at this time? You're still rehabbing then?
Yeah, no, I've been out of work since the accident, but the bar that the company that I work for is Pete Still and Cano Bar in Texas, and they have a you know, they got a bar in Dallas and Fort Worth and Austin and Houston, and but they've been holding a spot for me. I got the house thing to come back to as soon as I'm back to work. And they, you know, on top of that, I mean, I can't say enough about that company, about the owner Corey, and they've taken care of me financially, you know, in a big way with the GoFundMe and stuff like that.
Sure.
Since the accident, so I can't say enough about those guys.
Oh, that is so awesome. You bet. You were part of several recordings with your dad. What was it like recording?
Really fun. Terry, so Becky Livermore,
yeah,
Barefoot Becky, and her husband, the Aardvark, they would come and they would set it up in our basement, and so it was really cool. He would come and they would come from, I think, Ohio.
Yeah,
they would set up and soundproof the basement, and then it would be like a 2-3 day process where we would just grind it out. And you know, we did the first recording was just me, Dad, Dominic, and I think Gary played tuba on some stuff.
Okay.
And but then when we did the recordings of the horns, I mean, it was a really just a super super fun time. We had a few on the last recording, the one with the. I think it's like Time Flies When You're Having Fun is what it's called.
Yep.
We had a couple songs in that recording that we were one-takers. It's basically just a live recording that we hit it in one take and recorded the vocals live and everything, and we were all happy with it. And so we just like, all right, what's the next song? I think we did that. We did that in about a day.
And that's truly an indication of professional musicians. I was part of the Lester Shift recordings in 2013 and in 2021. And Carl, I made the comment that I never got to drum with Carl. And they said, and Carl was recording us. And he said, well, let's do it. And so he and Lowell Schubert did a duet on the Overcoat Polka. And we started on a dime. I got to drum that. And we started on a dime and ended right on the button. Carl looks around and he says, I don't think we can do any better than that. That's a take. And that was a one take, too. And it's really an awesome feeling. Only you as a musician would know that.
Yeah, no, it's really something to hit it in one take. Especially there's something for, especially for Dad. But you know, for all musicians, I feel like in the studio, whenever you're recording, it's like you can play it live, no problem. But as soon as you know he's recording, your fingers stop working.
Oh, I know it. It's this pressure, not peer pressure, but it's like that. It's a psychological thing, and we all get it, you know. So, yeah.
Yeah.
No, neat. And I think your dad goes back to the days, his early recording probably was back in the days before they could cut and patch. And I've remarked about that with other guests on the program. I recorded with the Deutschmeisters back in the 70s. And back then, if somebody made a mistake or screwed up, you stop the song and you start it over again. Nowadays, the last recordings there, somebody wasn't happy with their part in a certain area. They just cut it out right there, replay it, pick it up from seconds strain or whatever, and patch it in. And I know Terry told me, he said, Cy, he said, the music when you're drumming, he said, it's so consistent because I can cut out a part and patch it in, and the tempo was always the same. He said it, and that was really a compliment. I mean, I took it as a great compliment. So, yeah, it's amazing what technology can do nowadays.
Oh yeah, and I know I kind of dabble in it at home. I've been doing, that's not exactly polka stuff. I'm playing like rock stuff and stuff
sure.
like that. But I have a little at home small studio set up where I have, you know, I have the drums and the piano and guitar and bass and all the instruments, and they run through my little laptop, and it has recording software on it, and you can, you know, punch in little sections. I mean, anybody can do it at home. I imagine back in the day, not many people had recording equipment.
Yeah.
Nowadays,
yep.
It really is pretty slick to do.
It is. Well, Samuel, our time is running down here. I want to save time to play music by Dale and Polka Beats, of course, featuring you too as well. But I always ask everybody at this point in time if there's a memory that they would like to share with the listeners. And I don't remember what you used the first time you were on the program. So whatever it was, it could be the same again. But you tell us what you'd like to share with the listeners.
Man, the first time I was on the program, it was a story about me swallowing a mosquito while singing a song and still not missing a note. But okay. I don't know. A story from the road, fun story with Dad and Dominic. I'll just do a story on the road about this one weekend that we worked. That was during Oktoberfest.
Okay.
And we did 5 gigs in 3 days, which, you know, bands do a lot, but it was all over. We had played Friday night in it was in the city, so it wasn't too far, but it was about an hour drive for us. And then that Saturday, we played Saturday morning. It was a morning festival thing at the Yomcomp Center in Moorhead, Minnesota, you know, so right by Fargo.
Yeah.
And then that night, I believe we were playing in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin.
Oh, my.
So we were
traveling.
And then the next night, I think we were playing in Fargo, and then we had another one in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. But it was like, you know, North Dakota one night, or North Dakota in the morning, Wisconsin at night, North Dakota the next morning, Wisconsin at night, just driving all over, you know.
Oh, man. Almost not physically possible, but somehow you did it, huh?
Yeah, barely, you know, you're not even stopping at home to sleep on one of those nights.
Oh, so, my word.
Time's on the road, man.
Yeah, but now the great thing about it is you did survive that, and you have those memories, and they can never take that away from you.
Exactly, and a lot of lessons learned that I still, you know, still use today, a lot of good lessons about life and about performing as well.
Absolutely. Well, Samuel, want to take this opportunity on behalf of Chasm and all the listeners out there to thank you for taking time out to join us on our Musicians Come and Play. And there's so much more we could talk about, and we'll leave that for another program down the road. You and I are here down the road sometime. We'll do it again. How's that?
Sounds good. Give me a call anytime, man.
All right. So if you want to stay right there on the line, I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment. But have a great afternoon.
You as well, sir.
Alrighty, and there he goes. Samuel Damon, yes, he is our 590th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program. Don't go away, we've got music coming up by Dale Damon and the Polka Beats with Samuel on the keyboards in just moments. Thank you. Larry Rezavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme wrapping up right there. Wrapping up, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up our 590th edition of Musicians Come and Play. Samuel Damon, our guest here on a Musicians Come and Play program. Just a tremendous musician and a tremendous person, having gone through that accident just recently, a head-on collision, rehabbing, and has full intentions to getting back to playing and entertaining folks, playing music. Just has my utmost respect. Such a great attitude and just persevering. So very, very nice. Well, with that, we're going to get into the music of Dale Damon and the Polka Beats. Going to start out with a nice polka tune here from Dale, one of his recordings, one called the Bommel Petrus Polka. Dale Damon and the Polka Beats. Dale Damon and the Polka Beats, nice polka tune there, one called the Bommel Petrus Polka. We're at 20 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, 33 degrees here on this Sunday afternoon, the 22nd of March of 2026. Old time waltz time with Dale Damon and the Polka Beats. It's one called the Beautiful Youth Waltz. Thank you. Dale Damon there on the concertina solo. Beautiful youth waltz. Just a fantastic job on the concertina. As we move to polka time, here's another great polka tune, one called the Be Mine Polka. Dale Damon in the Polka Beats, the Be Mine Polka, that one coming off of their probably latest CD, Time Flies When You're Having Fun. Dale Damon and Polka Beats. More music by Dale and the Polka Beats. This one called The Bride's Waltz, Old Time Waltz Time. Dale Damon and the Polka Beats, a great waltz tune there, one called The Bride's Waltz. As we're in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that is always brought to us by Jeannie B's. tours, and she is located currently in St. Joe, Minnesota, doing a wonderful job. And let me find her most recent ad information. And so Jeannie texting me information. And let's see where it starts here. Well, she says, good morning, Minnesota. And if this weekend's weather has you thinking about beautiful warm breezes, tropical islands, cruise ship tours, Gull Lake, Mississippi and St. Croix River cruises, Alaska, Hawaii, and many more awesome warm destinations, think about calling Jeannie B's at 320-345-1581. Jeannie B's offers all of these tours throughout the year. Pick your dream destination, pack your bag, hop on the included shuttle to the airport, or board a deluxe motor coach that will deliver you to that chosen vacation spot. Yes, you can join the gang that heads to Jackpot Junction the last Tuesday of each month for a day of fun. And the next casino day is next week, Tuesday the 31st, departing the St. Joe Rideshare at 7:45 a.m., the St. Boniface parking lot at 8:15, Jill's Cafe 8:30 in the morning, and the Painesville Green Roof Senior Center at 8:45 a.m. Again, to get on board the bus, just call 320-345-1581, and that is to reserve your seats. Flower enthusiasts will enjoy the May 7th tulip time at the Minnesota Arboretum, Bachman's, and Spring Plant Shopportunity time at the beautiful nursery. The Happy Thrifters two-day shop till you drop tour departs on May 13th and 14th. 10 bargain thrift shops to explore with casino lodging, including $35 of free play per person. Jeannie B's 2026 tours are almost sold out. There are some spots available on the Fall New England Rails and Trails, Pacific Northwest, Alpine, Switzerland, California Railways, and several other choices. 2027 extended tours are filling at this time as well. Join Jeannie B's tours for a fantastic 2027 Alaska 12-day land and cruise tour, or the trip of a lifetime, awesome 2027 Panama Canal cruise in April. Any one of the 60 people that recently joined Jeannie for Panama would all tell you, don't miss that one. Whether a daycation or extended tour is on your mind, Jeannie B Tours has an adventure planned for you. All you need to do is stop by the office in St. Joe at 124 First Avenue Southeast, which is the old Kennedy School building, to pick up a tour schedule and check out the Memorial Cemetery headstone saddles and vases that are on sale in the decor and whatnot shop in the Jeannie B's office. Happy destination dreaming. As Jeannie likes to say, remember, seeing is believing. And again, that's all for you information from Jeannie B's Tours. And again, I always make this comment that if I rattle through it too fast, well, all you got to do is just give Jeannie's office a call and they'll answer anytime during the week. And again, that phone number, if you haven't written it down, it is 320-345-1581. And take it from us, my wife and I, we've traveled a lot over the last few years with Jeannie B's and really, really been thoroughly entertained. So check her out, Jeannie B's Tours, proudly bringing us this portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Back to the music of Dale Damon and the Polka Beats. Here's one that Dale recorded, and it is a waltz tune by music, but some concertina players have put it to a polka tune, and I'll tell you what, a good number of concertina players that play this have a tough time playing it as a waltz, let alone at a polka tempo, but Dale does a fantastic job. Here he is with the Circling Pigeons Polka. Dale Damon and the Polka Beats, the Circling Pigeons Polka. Dale, one of the truly great polka bands to come out of the state of Minnesota. Here they are with a nice waltz tune. It's an old Elmer Scheid recorded tune, one called The Farmer's Wedding Waltz. Dale Damon and the Polka Beats. The Farmer's Wedding Waltz, Dale Damon and the Polka Beats. Nice, nice recording there. Time for just a couple more selections. I'm going to feature Samuel on the vocal here on this one. One called Lily Marie, Lily Marlene, Dale Damon and the Polka Beats.
Söhne vor dem großen Moor, Sterne, Lanterne und stets die Nacht davor. Na, wollen wir uns wiedersehen, bei der Laterne wollen wir stehen. Wie einst Lili Marlena, wie einst Lili Marlena. Unsere beiden Schatten sahen wie eine aus, das wir uns lieb hatten, das sah man gleich daraus. Und alle Leute sollen sehen, wenn wir bei der Laterne stehen. Wie einst Lili Marlena, wie einst Lili Marlena. Thank you. Kräfte posten, sie bleiben auf den Streik. Es kann drei Tage kosten, Kamerade, komm gleich. Da sollten wir auf Wiedersehen. Wir gehen hoch, ich mit dir gehen. Wie eins, prima Lena. Wie eins, Lily Marlene. Deine Schritte kennt sie. Deinen Zierengang, alle Abend brennt sie, das mich vergesst sie lang. Und unter mir ein Leid geschehen, wir werden bei der Laterne stehen. Mit dir will ich mal allein, mit dir will ich mal allein.
Beautiful arrangement there of Lily Marlene, and that, of course, was Samuel Damon on the vocal, the German vocal there, also playing the bass guitar, along with his dad on the concertina and his brother Dominic on the drums. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. We're going to do that with another nice tune here by Dale and the Polka Beats, featuring Samuel on the German vocal once again, bass guitar. One called Schweitzer Boop, Dale Damon and the Polka Beats.
Ich bin ein Schweizer Boop, hab immer froh im ein Schweizer Bub, hab großen Mut. Ich komm vom schönen Land, das Land, ihr kennt es wohl. Es ist mein Heimatland und heißt Tirol. Tirol, Tirol. Mein Heimatland und heißt Tirol. Tirol, 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 du bist mein Heimatland. Wo neben Berg und Tal das Echo schallt. Echo. dahin. Wenn ich gestorben bin, frag mich dorthin, frag mich in schönes Land, das Land, ich kennt es wohl, es ist mein Heimatland und heißt
and the polka beats. Yes, a very beautiful arrangement there of the Schweitzer Boop Waltz. And again, that featured Samuel Damon on the vocal and also the bass guitar. And that wraps up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.